World news from the BBC. Japan's space agency says it sent out a self-destruct signal to its Epsilon rocket soon after it was launched from the island of Kyushu. The Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency said it made the decision after determining that the rocket couldn't fly safely. It was carrying 8 satellites developed by a private firm. A British businessman has been charged in the United States with conspiring to violate sanctions imposed against the Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska. Graham Bonham Carter was arrested in the United Kingdom and later released on bail. He's accused of setting up a company to manage and maintain Mr. Deripaska's properties in the US. He's also facing fraud charges. One of the world's largest marine science projects is beginning today to chart the health of Australia's Great Barrier Reef. It's the third year that tourism vessels, dive boats and fishing charters will mobilise to document the impact of climate change and other threats to the world's largest coral system. Phil Mercer reports from Sydney.
42,000 images were collected during the last Great Reef Census. They're analysed by legions of international volunteers, helping to chart the health of the world's largest coral system off northeastern Australia. Some parts are flourishing. Others, though, are under siege from warmer ocean temperatures and more intense tropical storms, as well as coral-eating starfish. The surveillance project on the Great Barrier Reef has become so big that artificial intelligence is being used to scan much of the data.
The British-born actress Angela Lansbury has died in Los Angeles at the age of 96. In a career spanning almost 8 decades, she won international acclaim as the star of the US TV crime series Murder, She Wrote. Angela Lansbury moved to Hollywood as a teenager and was nominated for an Oscar for her first film role in Gaslight in 1944. BBC News.